What did other pupils think of your diabetes?
Well, I'm not so sure that it was totally because of my diabetes, although I suppose they knew that. But I think the main thing was that I was a weedy little person who didn't like games and didn't particularly like want to be part of a sort of group or team. And I remember being bullied. In fact, I remember before I went to my prep school, when I used to go to a day school, and there was one red-haired boy who decided to bully me, and my father told me that I jolly well had to stand up to him, and in fact I did, and he ran away. So, I mean, I must have learnt to deal with this problem quite early on, but I don't really know whether it was particularly because of the diabetes. I think it was just because I was smaller than the others, you know. And I can't say that I had any great miseries because of this. I think most schools, even going back a long time, are aware of bullying and do their best to stop it. So I don't really remember being bullied. I do remember when I was able to join in, for instance, at my prep school, we had these wonderful forests, really, and we used to make little houses in the forests, and that was one of our things that we did perhaps once or twice a week, and that I loved doing, and that was a way of joining in with my peer group, which in many ways I did. So I think bullying wasn't so very bad, really, looking back on it.
What did you do when you left Sherborne?
Well, it took me quite a long time to get into gear, really. What I should say really was that, I mean, later on I got a very good degree and I got a doctorate. But the main problem with Sherborne, really, I think, was not so much the diabetes as the fact that I'd been knocked sideways by losing my parents. My uncle and aunt were very kind to me and I was very happy with them. And in fact, maybe it was a good thing to be with them. I wasn't able to do very well at my A-levels. I got fairly good things, but I couldn't get into Cambridge, which is what I wanted to do. I wasn't up to standard for that. So I had a bit of time sort of not doing, well, doing a lot, but not getting anywhere. I mean, I was in London staying in an old lady's flat, and I went to a crammer to get the two A-levels that I needed for Cambridge. And having got them, I didn't get into Cambridge.